Ain't heard it in a long time. Ain't heard it in a long time. Sing a song of life. Sing a song of you and me. Sing a song of peace. Let's have some. Sing a song of truth. Without it, there's no proof. The condition is love. Let's have some. Never once was it mentioned. Never once did you resolve. Now the treaty's been broken. Let's make new ones. To prepare for war can only mean attack. For the one we prepare against must naturally fight back. Then we say we were right. Kill the people in their homes. Seeking out the sly one who's sitting on the throne. Good evening, everybody. We are on the air. This is BBSRadio.com. You know that. And this is the Boss Mission Possible radio show is on the air tonight. I am thanking, I am giving it up to the sustainer and the creator of all things. And I want to thank God for this opportunity to demonstrate my wisdom mind, which has told me we need to discuss something tonight and we need to get it straight. And I thought there's no better time like the present, because the future seems to be so uncertain, except that stupid has come to the plate, to the table. Not 1 week to the date that I talk about what's in outer space, and I talk about we have water, that we have minerals and ammonia and all kinds of things, and stupid's up in space. Stupid puts things up in space that knows nothing of the creator, because it's created by man. And now we stand on a precipice, and we are so naive as a country, because this has been going on. We are talking about anti-satellite, anti-satellite technology. And our American government, the one that seems to want to separate itself from everybody else, wants to shoot, has given the Navy permission to shoot this satellite down that is a what they call a rogue satellite. That means it's not following in an orbit, it's tumbling. And they want to see it come down on the horizon, and they want to use their technology, Raytheon technology, Texas technology, Arizona technology. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the development of all of these things. But on top of that, China, Japan have already done this deed. We already have space debris up there, 500 miles up there, circling around already. And here comes stupid America getting ready to say, well, we're going to do it, but we're not going to shoot it 500 because we're not sure we're going to hit it. And we waited too long. So we're going to shoot it at about 149 miles above your heads. And on top of that, we're going to use a kinetic warhead. We're going to use something that has what we've been dying to demonstrate this here, directed force, this energy-directed force technology, which means they are going to obliterate it, not explode it through an explosion, but obliterate it. So now you have hydrazine. I'm just giving you the fill-in because I just have these two gentlemen that are going to be here. They're waiting for this. It's my turn to just lay it all out there, put it on the plate like Don Nikolaus says. I'm giving you the plate lunch, oh no special. Now in Hawaii, the fish, oh no. You know there's ahi and then there's oh no. Well, this is the oh no plate special that you're getting ready to have tonight. And you got to listen up, because this really, really, really has, they announced it like it's blasé, blasé. Oh yeah, by the way, did we tell you there's a satellite coming and we want to shoot it down? So right there, as we have a duty to do here on BBS Radio, is to take this issue and blow it out of proportion so that you all understand when this happens. And if they are successful, we will have an impact or an effect. And this is what we're going to be talking about tonight. The possible effects, because already China, who has already done this last year, is suffering some of the most incredible weather patterns and freezing temperatures. So we know that they've got up in space debris that's coming, and this is going to affect satellites. So now here we are, folks. I want to introduce my guest tonight. My first guest I want to introduce, because I get to talk to Dr. Horowitz a lot, and that already tells you who's on the line, too. Yes, tonight we have Don Nikolaus of Evident Footprints and Dr. Leonard Horowitz, my homie, on Insight Hour here tonight, using my valuable time to discuss with you how we have to begin to wake up to these realities, because they're accelerating the pace. And so with that, can I say good morning to you almost, isn't it? What time is it there in Ohio, Don?
Well, good morning. It just turned morning about 7 minutes ago. How are you?
I'm absolutely blessed and excited to begin to discuss this. I wanted to first tell you that I'm thankful for that press release that you put out. What a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. And I'm hoping that everybody out there that got their eyes on it are listening. And if not, they definitely are programmed to have it in the archives.
Well, I got a lot of email response from many of the folks I sent it out to. And, of course, we sent it out to some big stream lists. So hopefully we got thousands and thousands of people listening in tonight.
Oh, good, good, good. And now let's bring in our other person. We're going to bring in Dr. Horowitz, the man, the live H2O.org, the man who's going to put the 144,000 voices together, and we're going to sing one song. And good evening to you, Dr. Horowitz.
Reverend Roxy, pleasure to join you. Don, great to join you again.
You too, Doctor.
You know, I want to, first of all, clarify, if the Creator is putting those 144,000 voices together, I'm simply a humble servant who's heralding the truth and heralding the fact that, you know, it's time for the voices to sing a new song. So I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful for you having me on your show.
All right. Well, let's get to it, gentlemen. I am going to put it out there. A lot of people know you're watching the news and everything. Our president haunted out onto the podium. And he explained to us why we have to shoot this satellite out of the sky. And when I heard it, I said, well, let me do my homework. So I had to go and look at what kind of rocket fuel were they using, and what kind of missile system were they going to use. And it took me to all of these places that seemed to be Arizona and Texas. So right now, I want to give Don a moment or two to explain when you got the news. What went through your head and immediately, where did you go, and what were some of your prophetic conclusions that have you here this evening wanting to discuss this matter with Dr. Len and I?
Well, first of all, the invitation is why I'm here.
That's right.
amen for that. I have been following what the stories have been over the past few months. We had heard that the Chinese shot one of our satellites, brought it down from space as if to say, look what we can do. And I know that that has a lot to do with a lot of pressure that's on the economic community and the financial games that are being played. And they do these things, basically to let them know, you know, we're not going to play these games any longer. We're serious. Now, the we had a report not too long ago about a satellite coming down in Peru, and this was a distinctly different case. And what we were told was that this had been brought down possibly by the Chinese or the Russians, and what came out is that it was intentionally brought down. So this may have been a trial effort for what we're about to see now with this USA 193. They're talking about shooting it down with an Aegis missile, and that is a possibility that they can hit it. What happens if they miss? What happens with these missiles? Will they re-enter the atmosphere? Will they strike populated areas? Not to mention what is within this satellite. It could be dangerous. And it fits everything else that's going on. They seem to be bent on taking out large portions of the population worldwide, part of their new world order scheme to enslave the populace, the masses. And we have to wake up to this, as you well said at the beginning of the show, and we have to do something about it. So that's why I'm here. I can add much of my intuition and what I know about the chemtrail program, which is another aspect of this. This is in and of itself its own particular situation, but it seems to be a pattern that's erupting because of the rising in consciousness that's taking place throughout the planet amongst those of us who would be enslaved by them.
All right. Now, Dr. Len, same question for you, which is that when you heard that our government was getting ready to do this, what went through your mind and what it is, aside from the fact that I invited you to be on the show this evening, did you want to participate in this conversation?
Well, thank you. Yes, I appreciate the invitation. The first thing that went through my head was, you know, it's never what it appears to be. If you understand what, as you mentioned, stupid, what stupid does is the mainstream media is used simply as a mouthpiece to operate propaganda for covert operations. And we're living in a time where the revolution in military affairs has been ongoing now for almost 20 years, really. What's called the revolution in military affairs involves the number one most important ingredient called propaganda to run covert operations. So it's kind of like the sleight of hand. When the government tells you to look over here and you look over there, then what they're doing around the other side is really what is most important. And so here is a situation, you know, what they're telling us is that we have this spy satellite. Well, that's interesting to begin with. You know, what the hell are we doing spying on anybody, allegedly for national security, but what are the risks to humanity? In this particular case, we see that, you know, all of our national security is coming back to whack us in the head. So, you know, as we sow, so shall we reap. So we're going to be peacekeepers and spies for different governments all over the world, and allegedly to preserve our national freedom and our safety. Well, okay, what are the ramifications? What are the costs? What are the trade-offs? And one of them now is coming home to roost. So we've got this thing that they say, okay, we're going to have this problem. It's going to come down. It's the size of a bus. It's got about 1,000 to 1,500 pounds of hydrazine fuel that is, you know, it's highly toxic. It's extremely toxic and explosive, and it's encased in this tank that is apparently spherical in shape, very thick. It's all frozen. The gaseous fuel itself is completely right now a solid ice block. And that as it comes down and heats up and reentry, it's going to warm it up. And by the time it hits, it still may have some ice in it. And that, okay, now let's imagine this, folks, for a minute. We've got a bus-size satellite that starts to come down, and that when it finally hits, some of that fuel may still be in ice. Assuming that it's all now liquid, and assuming that this fuel tank that it is carrying it actually makes it down, then what will happen is that it's going to pollute probably no more than 100 to 150 miles of terrain. Well, you know, we all have had spills. We've all looked at the Exxon Valdez horrible environmental catastrophe. We've looked at and watched the cleanup operations, and we've seen the devastation in the environment. And, you know, we lived through that. The Exxon Valdez killed a lot of precious animals and wildlife. It didn't hurt us necessarily in Massachusetts. It didn't hurt us people in China. And so the reality is now here we've got allegedly a spy satellite coming down that the wisdom within the Bush administration says, we have to shoot this down with a missile. We've got to blow it up as it is re-entering the atmosphere, not in space. We're going to blow it up as it's coming in. It's going to be like halfway in space as it blows up. Halfway in space, some of the particles and what is called hydrosonic frequency emanations and vibrations that will vibrate that as the impact of the missile itself. If it's a direct hit, it'll explode. If it's a glancing blow, it's going to hydrosonically blow the thing to smithereens anyway, and half of the particles, including the hydrazine fuel, is going to go off into space. The other part, as it's coming down, is going to rain down all over the atmosphere for not simply 150 miles at most. For thousands and thousands of miles in all directions, you're going to have this toxic toxicity, hydrazine toxicity, raining down. Well, assuming that this is in high enough orbit that the gas is going to, fuel is going to kind of like explode as it rains down, that's what they're alleging, we're still looking at the problem of the space as well as our atmosphere being hydrated. So, folks, you know as I do that we are currently engaged in a spiritual renaissance. If you've been listening to Mission Possible and on Tuesday nights, the Insight Hour, you know we've talked for now years and certainly heavily months about we're engaging a spiritual renaissance period where the consciousness and the mass awakening of humanity is kind of like the good news and versus the bad news where you've got the evil devil doers, what Reverend Roxy calls stupid, engaged in this menacing lunacy. And so now the threat to humanity is the depopulation agenda that calls for two-thirds of the world's population to be eliminated over the next decade, and that the best, quickest, most effective way to do that is to, as the revolution in military affairs and what's called non-lethal warfare, which is a misnomer, it's actually lethal, but it most profitably kills people who get chronically ill. So to induce chronic illness, it would be far wiser for them to take a missile and blow up this spy satellite, US, what is it, 193, I think it is.
Yes.
So now we're going to have not just chemical toxicity raining down, but the issue that I'm most concerned about is that we're engaged in a spiritual renaissance. Well, what is spirit? Spirit is energy. We can't see it. We can't taste it. We can't feel it. Sometimes you can. Your hands heat up when you put on hands on healing and prayer. You can actually feel the heat coming through your body and through your aura and emanating into another human being's body. Well, so those of us who are engaged in natural healing, and just like Yeshua did back in his day, that's Jesus' real name, the reality is that, yeah, we're very sensitive to energy, spirituality. And as this spirit and this whole consciousness expansion and spiritual renaissance advances, what we're looking at is the revelation that it really is all about the water. It's about water. It's about hydrosonic frequency vibrations and emanations causing the crystallization and miraculous manifestation of you, a human being. You know, several months ago, let me give you that again so you get it, because this is really important. Again, I'm sharing with you what one of the top experts at NASA, who was interviewed on MSNBC, had stated is the greatest risk of blowing up the satellite with a missile. He says the greatest risk is the hydrosonic explosion. Now, think about that word, hydro, that's water. Sonic is sound. So sound, vibrating water, is the greatest risk that this world's leading expert, NASA scientist, who used to run mission control for NASA, tells you right in the news, headline news, is the greatest risk. And I'm going to piece that together with the revelations that we shared, starting with the book Love, The Real Da Vinci Code. If you go online to www.lovetherealdavincicode.com, read the PDF files. The book is online still for free. It may not be there for long, so get your free read-in right now. And for those of you who don't want to read it online, you can call a toll-free number. I'll give you that in a minute. But the reality is that in that material, we've advanced the understanding that water is part of the triune God. You know, this is a war against good and evil. You know, this is it is a spiritual warfare. It is against the spiritual realms that we are dealing with here.
Well,
not against flesh and blood.
That's very true, Lynn. It is a spiritual war, and it's also being fought in a real scientific theater. There are what I know to be, when you look at all of these corporations and people that are involved in this, their head is in demonstrating their newest technology. Now, as of December 17th, the Japanese demonstrated it for us by doing the very same thing, shooting a satellite out the sky. Now, this is so different, you know, and what I really wanted to focus on is why and how and why this is different, why we have to wake up. It's only 130 nautical miles out there. So when we're looking at this out there, everybody who is listening, what is out there? More satellites, more people coming through utilizing these very grids, both spiritually and physically, telephone lines, bank lines, everything. If we begin to blow things up all over space, that leaves a lot of debris. Where does that leave us? Not only here on Earth, but in space, too. You know what I'm saying? Don, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. You know, Dr. Horowitz well pointed out the danger of the hydrazine. I'd like to mention a case in which hydrazine was in a controlled environment. This goes back to December 5th, 2000. This was in the Annals of Internal Medicine, Volume 133, Number 11. A 55-year-old man with a squamous cell carcinoma of the maxillary sinus resorted to hydrazine after declining standard chemotherapy and radiation therapy. After his treatment, he developed a pruritic rash, fatigue, malaise, and jaundice. The laboratory evaluations revealed acute renal and hepatic failure. Of course, this man died, and they said they couldn't determine what the exact cause of his death was, although he suffered extensive tissue necrosis in the liver and kidneys. That gives you an idea, and this was touted as a possible cure for cancer.
Yeah.
Of course, there's no validity in that whatsoever. In fact, now, when this is in the air and people are breathing this in, and we don't know that this is going to happen, but there's at least a 50-50 chance.
Well, when one goes to the EPA and they look at the idea of putting hydrazine into the atmosphere in quantities, they're talking parts per million in terms of toxicity. They're talking carcinogenic. And they're talking about it being something that oxidizes in air and also is completely soluble in water. So where does this leave us if large chunks of this here, because the warhead, a lot of people, I wanted you to know, if you haven't researched it, Don is absolutely correct about it being an Aegis missile, I guess you call it, Aegis?
Aegis, it's pronounced both ways.
Yeah,
yes.
It's different from the conventional warheads that we're used to, because the conventional warheads hit the target and there's an explosion that that creates an explosion and that destroys the target, so to speak, you see. But this particular kinetic warhead doesn't explode. It uses force. We're talking about something that is so new and it's getting so incredible that this is the Star Wars I don't know. Both of you probably lived through the Star Wars era. We all know about lasers, right?
Yes.
The directed energy weapons. This is big business here, and this is where the energy is coming from. When the president, as far as I'm concerned, saunters out onto the garden and says, "Oh, by the way, we're going to have a test, and this isn't an offensive thing. We got to shoot this thing down because if what's in there comes down and hits you guys, it might hurt you," and then we look at it from another point of view, is that if you do what you do, it may hurt not only us, but a lot of people in areas that you know nothing about in years to come, 10, 15 years from now. Who's ready to pick up that responsibility? My thought, Dr. Lynn and Don, is that this is one more attempt, one more exercise in upping the level of violence that we as a country will accept through inanimate objects and also with each other, human beings, here on this planet, inside the dome, which is the sky. It's not space we're talking about here. We're talking about our canopy. Anybody want to respond to that?
You know, it brings up to my heart this whole issue of, as you say, raising the bar on destruction against planet, environment, and it reflects this alienation to the God, really, the small g, but nonetheless, the God in each of us. Or at least, if you're not into that, the capable, worthy, loving person within each of us who deserves respect. And part of respecting somebody or something is to recognize that it's a part of nature, that it's uniquely built, that it has the Creator's signature all over it, and that we shouldn't go about blowing it up, or we shouldn't go about exhausting it as a precious natural resource. And we shouldn't be killing each other, says the Ten Commandments. So the question becomes, how much, again, bringing it down to how much is the spiritual renaissance, the evolution of humanity into this elevated consciousness where we have love in our hearts and peace on earth, which is the messianic age, it's the 1,000 years of world peace that's right around the corner, how much are we going to sacrifice and kill and slaughter and pollute before we get to the point where we have to then finally realize, because of the pain and torment that we are, have inflicted on ourselves simply because of lack of self-worth and lack of self-awareness and lack of self-esteem and lack of really understanding the divinity in humanity, how long are we going to allow this lunacy to continue to contaminate humanity and everything else in virtually at this point the universe? Because when you think about it, as NASA scientists proved, and I'll go back to this issue of water, polluting the water is virtually polluting God. In the beginning there was the Creator, there was the water, even before there was the Word. Go reread Genesis and you'll see that. And then you realize that the whole concept, Moses' name means saved by the water. Christ walked on water to prove a point. And the reality is NASA scientists only 8 years ago determined that all of space is full of water. And if you throw a pebble into a pond, you watch the water waves go to the farthest shores. And that's the way it works. That's the way God works. When you disturb the balance of nature, the shock waves emanate universally. And so to the extent that we are part of that perfection, we're part of the musical mathematical matrix of frequency vibration for literally the miraculous manifestation of who we are in this physical reality. And you realize by allowing this, by sitting back, and like I guarantee most folks out there at this point have gotten tired of contacting their puppet politicians who literally conduct this thing they call democracy that's actually corporate fascism masquerading in disguise on an international basis. People are tired. People have tuned out. I mean, if 30% of this population votes in the coming elections, that'll be a miracle. Because people are tired of stupid. And so this whole concept, to the extent that we are, allow our silence to be deafening and geopolitically incapacitating, that we can't make the difference in the world because people are either too afraid to open their mouths, or there's so many fools out there that have opened their ears to the propaganda that they simply would prefer to watch a sports game and drink a beer to tune out the reality. So, you know, we're really looking at a time when there's great challenge and awesome opportunity. And, you know, I'm sure that your listeners on Mission Possible, Reverend Roxy, are used to looking at this issue from that psychosocial spiritual perspective, not simply being a bump on a log and a part of the ignorant masses.
Very true, very true. That is true. That's why having you on tonight and having Don on tonight allows me to bounce back and forth between the spiritual and the real. And what I like about Don is he, too, bounces back between the real and the spiritual. And the historical fabric that we are all suffering from. And part of that is that I like to talk about the Rockefeller Farben Syndicate. You see what I'm saying? I like to talk about the people that consider themselves to be the royalty here in America, which is Kissinger and Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld, and when they bounce us back and forth, Democrats and Republicans, between our foreign policy. All of what is happening, and I think I'm going to field this one to Don. Is Don, you know, do you believe that Americans, if they were to really understand the shadow government, that which they know in their hearts exists, but they don't know how to come to grips with it, do you think that we as talk show hosts, as educators, as researchers, can really bring people up to snuff? Like when I say Rockefeller Farben Syndicate, what comes to your mind and how does that relate today when you look at corporations like Raytheon and Boeing all coming together to bring this missile that we're getting ready to shoot at this intelligence satellite?
Well, I think of military-industrial complex. I think of chemicals. I think of poisons, toxins, death, and just this evil presence that seems bent on destroying humanity for the mere purpose of having a little more money in their bank account. Not that they don't have enough already, but to them, it's just an insatiable appetite for wealth and for power, power over others. So I think of that, and I compare it to what's going on in a metaphysical perspective, and Dr. Horowitz was very accurate in his assessment of what's going on. If we consider the fact that we have light coming to the planet, and it comes via the photon belt, and it comes in waves, and I don't know the exact frequency. I would presume that there are many frequencies going on at the same time because the level of consciousness on the average around the planet is very diverse. It's multi-leveled. It's multi-dimensional in a sense. And they know that this energy is coming here. This is heating up the whole solar system. We are, our planet, this message that they put out that the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds fund to get Al Gore to go out and tell everybody that the planet is overheating, or the term they like to use, global warming, the whole solar system is heating up right now because of this energy that's coming in. This energy is going to wake us up. This energy is going to take us into a new dimension, into a new reality, and they are going to lose their grip, and this is what they don't want to happen. Now, if I may just add one point, and this is more on a scientific basis, but it's also the plan of the dark side that you just mentioned. And that's their denial that they're spraying chemtrails or aerosol plumes, whatever you want to call them, throughout the skies. And they're putting nanopolymers in there, and they're putting barium and aluminum and gold and anthrax and all kinds of toxic substances, including red corpuscles. Now, what would happen should this rain come down from this satellite and mix with the chemtrails? And they're spraying the whole planet with this stuff. That will act as a medium to carry it, much like he talked about the water. We just had 2 or 3 inches of rain in a matter of hours today here in Ohio, and we had clear blue skies for 2 days in a row. And I watched them a matter of minutes before dusk last night, spraying chemtrails all over the sky, and we can't even see the sky today. This has to stop. Now, they've set it up already for this to be a disaster, and I'm not saying that there is going to be one, but the potential is there for one.
Definitely, because then they can put into place the emergency acts and this, since we did not, our Congress went home for a recess, it seems like Poppy Bush and his son are going to punish us in some way.
Yes.
Are going to, and what they call the natural disasters and the man-made disasters and God, you know, disasters. They've got them all figured out. But it seems to me that when you look at it, they're out to prove that their missile system works and that it works on things that are coming over the horizon. That is why they allowed it to tumble out into a place where it could be seen and it could be guided. Now, a lot of people want to know what's going to happen to it, if what's going to happen to the warhead if they miss. Now, this is where the mainstream media comes in, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Have they talked about missing?
I don't believe that they've talked too much about missing. I think that they're...
Have you read an article about what would happen if it misses?
Yeah, they're going to fire a second shot.
Exactly.
They've got a second chance, they'd say. But I think that it's based on everything that we've talked about here. You see that there's all of the elements of it being a covert operation for doing something completely different from what they're saying it's all about. And I honestly believe that, you know, and I've been saying this for a long time, I mean, since 1999 with Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse publication, where we came out and ended the book by saying, you know, despite all this bad news, you've got one chance, one choice that makes any sense. You better go to the Creator. You know, you got to be able to walk through the valley of the shadow of death fearing no evil, because if you've got that Holy Spirit power of protection around you, then you'll be able to breathe this stuff in and not succumb to it. And that is just the simple spiritual reality. And so, you know, you can look at this whole thing as a horrible reality check. And, you know, we've talked a lot about that view tonight. But again, the same thing is, I think that the people that are going to be mostly harmed, I mean, President Bush is not going to change his mind, likely. You know, if we voice our opinions about this loud enough, perhaps. But then stupid, as you know, Reverend Roxy, stupid is going to come up with some other way to fry the frog in the pan as they heat up this water more and more. You know, boil the frog, you finally get a dead frog, and that's what they've got, a targeted depopulation of 2/3 of the world's population are on their way out. You said it to me today. We were taking a little ride together. You talked about friends and family who are succumbing from all sorts of diseases and cancers, and they're dropping like flies all around us. That is the reality. It's a new life. It's not like in the 50s, you know, oh, how wonderful and gay it is to be in America. You know, today, we Americans are being taken out. And so the question becomes, it's like, where do you go for solace? Where do you go for safety? You go to the one place that offers that. That's the Creator. So, you know, get our relationships right with God, and you know, you won't die before your time. That's been a message that I've been heralding for literally now 15 years.
Hey, let's talk about this thing. I want to go here, you know, because I'm the boss, and you are. Let's take a break here and a breather here for a minute. You are listening to BBSRadio.com, and yes, 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 this is Mission Possible, and the mission is possible. Believe it or not, we have three talk show hosts on at the same time exchanging information and viewpoints about a very, very current event right on top of it. Because it's not so much that we can stop stupid from doing what stupid does. It's just that we can't be lulled to sleep. You see, even if you go to the White House press release, the information about this whole thing and the video with the president coming out, it's been taken off his website. See, this is a big thing. So what I want to talk to you about here, and what I want Don and Dr. Lynn to talk about, is the connection between our weapon systems and the medical system, and I'm going to say it again, the Rockefeller Farben Syndicate, and what parts of that syndicate are still alive today, biting us on, kicking us in swiftly in the butt towards fascism.
Well, let me handle that for a second.
You, and then you, Don.
Okay.
The military medical petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel is the best description and, you know, labeling of what it is that we're dealing with here. And the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, Rockefellers got their money from the Rothschilds, and that ultimately by the 1920s, this whole public health system, American medicine, American Cancer Society, cancer industry was all completely monopolized by the Rockefeller-Rothschild cartel. And so today, the evolution towards where we've seen over the past 30 years, the multinational corporations, the biggest ones, eating the littlest ones. So finally, you've got maybe about, you know, a handful of the hugest petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialists that have evolved out of, literally evolved right out of, the Bayer Corporation, BASF, and Hoechst Corporation's creation of IG Farben, Germany's leading industrial organization that for all practical purposes was the Third Reich. Their top officials were the top SS, and that these people were fully married, according to a U.S. federal court judge, married was his description of the relationship between the Rockefeller family and John D. Rockefeller, and later David Rockefeller, with this cartel, leaders in Nazi Germany. So Germany really didn't lose the war. I know it seemed like that. I know it, you know, there was a lot of news that said that and propaganda that said it, but when you look at where did the Nazi rocket scientists go, like the von Brauns, they went into a program called Project Paperclip that fed the United States military and American industries, along with the chief European industries. That was if you really read your history, read the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola. That was my first bestseller back in 1998 when we came out with that revelation that Henry Kissinger not only had ordered the development of the AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses for depopulation, but he was actually serving as a young man. He was in his early 20s, actually 23 years old, serving in Nazi Germany, the American Central Intelligence Agency, as it was transitioning from the OSS into our own CIA. And, of course, here's the spy satellite. It's their primary data downloading mechanism that's coming down here. So this organization, intelligence gathering, the United States Navy, this was the currently the Navy going to shoot down this missile. It was the United States Navy's Admiral Sumwalt that Henry Kissinger ordered to evaluate whether we could develop AIDS-like and Ebola-like biological weapons for depopulation again. So you begin to realize Kissinger was the guy who was heavily engaged in Project Paperclip, the exfiltration of the Nazi scientists out of the Rockefeller, IG Farben, Bayer Corporation cartel, and Hermann Schmitz, by the way, who was the president of the Bayer Corporation, ran Auschwitz. The labor was being supplied by the Jews for IG Farben. There were other people other than Jews that were being taken advantage of in Nazi-occupied Europe, but the reality was Hermann Schmitz and soon after Henry Kissinger played a major role on behalf of the Rockefellers to bring the most despicable medical researchers, Nazis, space explorers, missile developers out of Nazi Germany to work for the United States.
Can you add to that there, Don?
Well, he's absolutely right. I would add W.R. Grace and Company and Monsanto
yes, yes.
to the mix as well.
Oh, yes.
Now, he's very correct. In fact, W.R. Grace and Company, according to Otto Skorzeny, who died in 1999, not in 1975 in Spain. Remember, their motto is, the end justifies the means.
That's a Jesuitical thought.
Yes, and we found their plans in the Madrid Circular in the early 1950s, where they laid out their plans. T.H. Teetons wrote about the plot in his book, Germany Plots with the Kremlin. So this was laid out actually before the end of World War II. They went underground. They sent Admiral Wilhelm Canaris to Oklahoma City. He ended up teaching law at Oklahoma Baptist University. I published his address in my Scherf article that was in the Idaho Observer. And he was running the SS, or the Abwehr, also known as the Dachau DVD, the Deutsche Verteidigungsdienst. This was the infiltration, and according to Scorzani, it was as many as 200,000 spies. They tell us 50,000 scientists, but they build up the intelligence community immediately. Mengele, Joseph Mengele, was secreted into the United States and is still here in the United States today, alive. He is working for W.R. Grace and Company. So these people work together. These plans are not accidents, and you have to keep in mind when you point out what we are told publicly, whether it's the president, the vice president, I don't care who it is in the government, the end justifies the means. They will lie to us just to hide what they're going to do. And we can't expect the media, which in the early 1900s was bought up by these people so they could control everything that was going to be reported to us. They could prevent us from knowing the truth. So we have an obligation to find the truth and to examine these facts. This is not about fear-mongering. This is about facing the facts that we've been lied to about our history, and knowing who these people really are has everything to do with whether or not we're going to follow this insanity, this madness, and this psychopathy.
By the way, Don, that was a wonderful article that you wrote in the Idaho Observer. I read that.
Here.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Do you think that the Congress is going to come to their senses, or do you see anybody in Congress speaking out against this idea of shooting this satellite out of the sky, or are they all asleep?
Yeah, they're sleeping. I didn't see one thing. Did you, Don?
No, they didn't even read the Patriot Act. It was only 426 pages. You know? No, I have not seen anything, and we can raise a stink about it, but they're going to do what they want to do. We know the Bilderbergers have picked Hillary Clinton to be the next president,
and yeah, that makes
sort
sense.
Of panning out this way right now. So the only thing we can do, like you said, Dr. Horowitz, is turn to God, repent, realize who we are, and start taking authority individually and then collectively, working together to help each other.
You bet.
This is a time for a massive spiritual awakening. And if events like these don't awaken us, I don't know what will.
Well, I think it's so perfect that we're able to talk about rocket scientists, and this is rocket technology gone wrong, and now trying to deal with a lot of the new warheads and things, because this has to do with them wanting to create, I guess, a six-month limited thermonuclear war somewhere. And I don't want to give them what they want. I think this is where we have to put our foot down, that although you may have invested all of our money in all of these technologies, putting energy into the targets at the speed of light and directing them in high-power microwave systems and chemical laser systems, all of these systems, I think it's now time for America to just have to eat it and stand down. And I think that we have to look at the connection of this administration with China and with the Saudi Arabians and with Putin, and go back and do our homework as to how they infiltrated our government and got us all gaga against the communists and allowed the fascists, which are very dangerous people. These are very dangerous people because they really believe that they are inspired by God, too, you know. Want to jump in on that one, gentlemen?
Amen. What comes to mind is that they portrayed this as, you know, in the Cold War, was the bad guy, the boogeyman, the communists, the socialists. These were our enemies, and they set up this scenario when we were very young, and we've come to find out that this is nothing more than a script. After all, who makes money when they have a war? Both sides are making money. They're selling the same ammunition, the same weapons, the same uniforms, the same K-rations to both sides. And it's these bankers, it's the central bankers that are making the money. They've masqueraded themselves into bringing the European countries together under the umbrella of the European Union. And all that is a mirror image of the Federal Reserve. We have the same problem here. And these countries are waiting to see if we wake up, because when our country falls, there's no more countries to fall. And so the whole world is depending upon us.
We're actually getting on a lot of lists of countries that don't want to take our dollars anymore. This is really affecting tourism for the American traveler as they try to negotiate their currencies. They're starting to take a beating, and I think that's when we're going to start hearing more. And also, anybody want to jump in on this economic stimulus package? What does this tell you, and what has it, have you been telling your listeners for a long time? This would probably be one of the first inklings that our economy may be in a serious, serious situation with when you start to talk about economic stimulus packages.
Well, Dr. Horowitz?
Actually, I'm not a money man. I'm a,
well,
a loving man.
Well, I'll interject one thing. First of all, this economic stimulus package is something that everyone's going to have to repay, much like the last one that they had.
Uh-huh.
This is a tax credit. This is not you getting back what's really due you. But the sin in this whole thing is they're taking away from you what is unconstitutionally impossible. They're taking from us. Okay, the income tax is based upon it is a corporate tax. Okay, what they have done is through the manipulation of laws, and it's taken them some 23 million laws to arrive at the point we're at today, aside from the fact that God created 10 laws to control the whole universe, they have made us corporations. We're mini corporations. We're given a certificate upon our birth. We pass through the birth canal, much like a ship passes through a canal and pays a tax. In every stage of your life, you're taxed. We're taxed and taxed and taxed to death. And this is going to fail because any fiat system, that has lasted over 100 years, really is doomed to failure. There hasn't been one that's lasted that long, and we're actually, the inception of the Federal Reserve began in 1913. Here we are in 2007, 6 more years, which will take us to 2013. I don't even think we're going to make it that far. They seem to be pushing us over the precipice because they want to introduce the concept of a North American Union, and they want to do away with our anonymity, basically. They want to put the Amero out as the new currency. They've planned this through the theft of all these funds internationally. We're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars, and this is really going on. So all these other things, too, we need to be aware, even this missile crisis and the satellite, the downing of the satellite, could just be a diversion for other things that are going on.
Definitely. And, you know, I was listening to your show, the one that you had on, the guy on that was the FBI agent.
Ted Gunderson.
Gunderson, And it left me thinking about a lot of things when it was on. And one of them was is that I really would have appreciated him talking about the second gun in terms of Robert Kennedy, you know, this being the 40th anniversary. But he kind of glossed over that and said it was Satanist and didn't get into it. But it shows me that each person that experiences history as an event sees it in their own way and doesn't follow it any further than the part in which they play, and that there's so much more that I want to discuss in the 40th anniversary of his passing, which will come up in June, as a matter of fact, and it was an election year then, and it is now, that, you know, we've been having some hanky-panky. Doc, you guys were also talking about something that's near and dear to my heart, and I want your feeling on it. This whole thing with the sex crimes and the children and the whole thing with the all of that and the conspiracy of silence. What's your take on that? Because I really want people to really understand that they've got to understand what these politicians have been up to and what the law enforcement people have been up to and the district attorneys and everybody.
Well, the as far as the conspiracy of silence, you're speaking specifically of the Franklin cover-up, and this is Larry King, the banker, not the talk show host from CNN, we always have to clarify that, who was a black businessman that rose up in the Republican Party in Lincoln, Nebraska, and he had been entrusted with a lot of money. $2 million were missing out of $40 million, and so They knew that he had stolen this money, and he was financing pedophilia trips, excursions to Washington, D.C., and there were high-profile politicians. It's alleged that George H.W. Bush was on the list of one of the participants in these orgies, if you want to call them that. And there were child sacrifices going on, and they raided Boys Town, and they used the kids that they got into this program to induce other kids to get into limousines and become trapped. They were drugged. They were forced to commit various sex acts. Some were filmed in smut films. Some were murdered in these films, and they made these kids watch. Now, they used the MK-Ultra mind control to compartmentalize their brains through torture and drugging and all of these sadistic acts. The fact that all of these people have some homosexual skeletons in their closet shows that they have been compromised, and they use that as a means of extortion or blackmail. This is why many of our congressmen don't speak out against the things that are going on. Now, I'm not saying all the congressmen are part of that, but certainly they have contributed in some way to that. They have participated in some of these acts outside of their marriages, and including the media. The media is also involved in
this
as well.
And why is it important that we get this out? Why is it important that we talk about this, Don?
We're talking about the future of our planet. This is an international issue. Soon we won't have any children to procreate, to keep the population going, and this is also part of their plan.
Uh-huh.
It's important. Do you love your children? If you have children, do you love your grandchildren? Are you going to leave a legacy for them, or are you going to drop the ball and let them succumb to this?
Yeah, and I think it's really important that we let people know that this all centers around beauty pageants. This centers around hopeful dreams and these purveyors of smut and whatnot that go back for many, many generations. And school photos. I mean, for me, it's become clear to me that people have to stop taking pictures of the children, and that people should hold their children very close to them and question the people in their world, so that we are not caught off guard and that your child's pictures come into catalogs where they are then sought after. And this is what also came out of that Franklin. This is why they couldn't touch it, because this goes into the very Oval Office of both Bush and his father.
Well, it's not exclusive. They say the Clintons were involved in it as well.
Definitely.
So it's not exclusive to one family.
No. As a matter of fact, it is why they're so cozy now together. You know, you hold your enemies closer. You know, everybody's got to have the same. Everybody's got to fall in line when the questions start flying. And I'm hoping that people out there will begin to get off of their naivete, as the boss would say, and begin to believe that these people at the top have some serious psychological problems because they're taking serious drugs and medications. And this is what Mission Possible is all about. And I'm hoping, because we want to run a tight show here, I want to give you both an opportunity to close and to also tell everybody what you'll be doing on your shows in the coming week or in weeks to come. Don, you can go first.
Okay, well, I put my schedule up on my website, directlakeproductions.com. I have 2 weeks of guests up there, and I've got G. Edward Griffin coming on tomorrow. He's the man that wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island. Lindsay Williams will be coming on board to tell us about the non-oil crisis. I've got Rick Nelson from Paranormal Research Forum, who is going to be talking about the Stan Romanek abduction case and the harassment that he's going through under the black ops groups, and many other fine guests. Michael St. Clair will be on my show for 2 hours on the 29th. Talking about some of these issues we talked about tonight and giving us a very futuristic look on where we're headed. These are shows that you don't want to miss.
All right. And Dr. Horowitz.
Oh, well, thank you, Reverend Roxy. I would urge folks to go to that website, liveh2o.org. The most wonderful project that I'm working on is the Concert for the Living Waters. This is going to be coming up 2009, summer solstice. That's June 19th through the 21st, 2009, where we're looking forward to having 9 cities around the world adjacent large bodies of water be the venues, and the internet being the carrier for at least 144,000 voices that sing a new song to literally accelerate the spiritual renaissance, put it into hyperdrive so that we end all this lunacy and hypocrisy and get back to the blessed divinity of humanity. And that's what we're engaged in. So go to live, www.live, L-I-V-E, h2o.org. And then if you want to read about any of the works that I've done, 16 books, you can go to www.healthyworldstore.com. Healthy, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y, Healthy World, one word, store, S-T-O-R-E.com. And there's the toll-free number I promised to give you. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Order the book, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, and you'll get a really excellent overview of what is actually happening in terms of the intoxicating of the populations through these non-lethal warfare mechanisms.
Well, with that, I am going to say that I am so happy to hear that you're going to have Griffin on tomorrow night. I think that he's probably one of the first people that really made it clear to me that we are in a real struggle with the people who have created self-induced terrorism upon this country. And so as we begin to see all the smoke and all the mirrors and everything that they're using to get us to believe this mess as they begin to eliminate us, it just happens to be that these kind of shows are going to be the eye-opener. So for my listeners out there, for all the listeners of all the other shows on bbsradio.com, it is important that you get your archives, get in there, pay your little $24.95. It's the best money you could spend so that you can get access to these archives, because soon the entire network is going to be reeling with the truth and revealing the truth. And it's going to be there that you'll have the opportunity to make decisions. And this is my wind-up, everybody, as to why it is so important that you listen to all of these shows, because the time of absolute certainty never comes. It is interrupted by things called decisions, and we're all going to have to make one, and let's make it a good one. So with that, I want to wish you, Don, and you, Len, and you, Don, out there listening, and all my listeners out there, hey, have a great week, and see you next Sunday. Listen in. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.